Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 14th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Aman. How you doing, Aman?
I'm good, Taryn. I'm, like, happy to be back. I feel like last night was a lot, and I'm ready to dissect all of it with you and with everyone that's joining us here this morning. So I'm good. I'm great.
Yes. We are here live in the morning after a crazy double eviction, and we're going to talk to you about everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday, before and after this crazy double eviction. So get ready.
Double evictions like never ever go the way that we usually want them to go. But tonight, or last night rather, I'm willing to accept the results of said double eviction.
Yes. So yesterday, prior to the double eviction, we talked yesterday about how the plan was in place. Angela was on board. Casey is on board. Tyler has finally got both of them ready to go to take the shot at Brett. And we also talked yesterday about how Casey and Angela were talking about, like, hey, why don't we leave goodbye messages to Haley, blaming Brett for all of this? And I was like, I think these two might actually do this. I don't think Tyler's in on this, though. And yesterday, before the double eviction, they did confirm to Tyler, oh, yeah, we left goodbye messages blaming Brett. And Tyler was like, oh, you did? Oh, yeah, me too.
It's so stupid. Especially when you have the plan to send him out right afterwards so that he can easily debunk anything that you tell Haley. I don't understand it. I mean, why lie on a person, then give them every single opportunity to disprove that lie? And I'm so glad that Tyler, because I mean, Tyler at the end of this game has been making a few risky moves with the people that he's sending out to jury. So I'm glad, at least in this sense, that he had the foresight to be like, you know, I should probably start being a little bit more honest with the people that I'm sending out. And I'm glad that he's like, oh yeah, I kind of sent one too. And he probably didn't, because we didn't see it on last night's episode. So like, if it had been anything like Casey or Angelus, he probably would have seen it. But the fact that they didn't show it probably, you know, that proves that he probably didn't say anything that was messed up. And I'm just like, I just feel like it was a stupid, it's just stupid. Like, you're making the game harder for yourself, Angela. I mean, you already don't have a lot of the jury votes. And now on top of that, you plan to lie? Did you guys watch last season? Did you see it in Sequester? Like, I don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah, there are people in the chat saying, like, but was it really a lie? Yes, it was 100% a lie. They planned on lying. They said we lied in our goodbye message afterward. As far as they are concerned, this is 100% a lie. Don't forget, it's not like they came out and they said, actually, we've been in an alliance from day one. Like, they're pretending that Brett, the lone wolf, betrayed Haley's trust and got her evicted. And that, like, that's the reason she's being evicted, when, of course, that's not the case at all. And Brett knows that to be the case.
And I don't know. It'll be so interesting to me, because Brett ultimately ended up getting evicted, and Julie asked him, like, are you going to be bitter? And Brett seemed to take everything in stride and be like, you know, no, I'm not going to be bitter. I love them. He hugged everybody on the way out. He took it very graciously. But that could possibly change when he goes to the house and then Haley tells him what they said, and he's sitting around a bunch of other bitter ass bitches. Like, that, his environment could change him. So it's like, you literally are making the game a lot harder for yourself in the end. We're not just copping to it. This is the part where you tell people, hey, this is what's been going on all season. Like, tell people about your game. Tell people what you've been doing for the past 3 months. Why wouldn't you want to take credit for that? I don't know. I feel like it's frustrating to me, because you guys have played a pretty good game. Whether you want to chalk it up to Faute being idiots the entire time, regardless, you guys have played a pretty good game, and I feel like you're ruining all of your stock now, because you just can't make the appropriate move when it's appropriate.
Yeah, there's still people saying, like, no, it was not a lie. Haley did say this to Brett. That doesn't matter. It is a lie, because Angela and Casey are pretending that Brett told them that Haley was coming for them, and that's the reason why they evicted Haley, which it is not. It is not the reason they did that.
It was a lie.
If you asked Angela and Casey, they would tell you, we were lying. It's right. Definitely a lie.
Right.
People are also saying, like, will Haley believe Brett when he gets to the jury? Never overestimate Faute. I get it. But when Brett goes to the jury house and there's no incentive for him to be lying anymore, and he's got so many things to say, so much information. Of course, I was not the vote to keep Rockstar. I've been working with these people since, day three. We call ourselves level six. This is what happened with Rachel. This is what happened with Winston. This is what happened with the Rockstar call out. Tyler was the flip vote here. Tyler was playing you here, and all of this stuff. Then it's like, why would he lie about that one detail? You know what I mean? I feel like she's going to believe him.
I mean, I could very, very easily see an jury segment next week where literally Brett is telling them fact by fact by fact the things that happened in the house, and Faust is just like, oh no, really? Oh, like, I could easily see all of that happening. So I don't know. I just wish that he would have won that HOH. I wish that he would have won, because I wouldn't have to be sitting here having this conversation with you about how stupid that was for them to lie, and how Angela probably would have been in the jury right now. And I don't know. It's just like, why can things never go our way? Why do we always have to wish and wish for the best and they never, ever deliver? I don't get it. It's like the double eviction conundrum. It really is.
And, you know, it's interesting watching Level 6 at this point, because it's almost like they're like slapping the face of jury management, because it's like they all came together and agreed, you know what, guys, none of us are going to do jury management. We're just going to try and make good TV. And then they're going to have to choose one of us anyway. So screw the rest of the house, screw jury management. And so we're seeing like a season without jury management. And it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, in that respect, yeah, it is. But it's also like, is your self-preservation going to kick in at some point and be like, well, yeah, I don't want to manage this jury, and no one else was, so it's going to be a very level playing field. But isn't it like a piece of you that's like, but I still want to win. Like, $500,000 is a lot of money, and I still want to win. And it's like, I mean, okay, maybe towards final four or final three, that might kick in, but I don't know if it'll be too little too late. But I mean, you're right in the sense that we've had so much talk about dream management ever since Paul's epic fail, number two. And we get to see a season where they literally are like, I don't care about any of that. I just want to get to the end with the people that I promised that I would get to the end with. And we'll see whose behavior, that ride or die thing, like we'll see whose behavior gets rewarded in the end. I mean, yeah. I still think that Tyler is sort of...
I think he's doing the most between him, Casey, and Angela. Right. Which, you know, isn't that much, but it's not leaving lies in his goodbye message, you know? Like, right. That's Tyler's dream.
At the very least, he's still, you know, doing what he can.
Yeah. And I don't know. I gotta say, I think jury management is boring to watch. I think it's an important part of the game, but jury management is, you know, blindsides are ruined. People are nice when they don't have to be. So I'm actually kind of enjoying the lack of jury management.
I mean, it could very well, depending on the results of the season, it could very well change how the viewers and how everybody, you know, talks about it. I mean, because I think that it was very easy for all of us to jump to the conclusion last year that the reason why Paul lost was because he did not manage the jury. And yes, I believe to a certain extent that is true. But in the event that everybody decides to not care about it this season, and depending on who wins, that could very well shape how we decide to say, like, is jury management that important if everybody decides that it's not important in the game? So, yeah, I mean, it makes for an interesting season. There's been a lot of debate as to whether or not Tyler can still win, depending on who he takes, like, especially if it's Casey. And it's not that clear cut, in my opinion, if he will beat her. So I'm very, like, it'll make for an interesting ass finale. I think that we have a lot to look forward to in the end game. So I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure. You know, honestly, this season is reminding me a lot of Big Brother 14. I actually think it's better than Big Brother 14, regardless of the outcome, since Big Brother 14, in my opinion, had a bad outcome. So even if there's a bad outcome, I feel like that just mirrors Big Brother 14 even more. But I feel like the ride to get here, despite Big Brother 14 having bigger individual moments, I feel like there was enough over the course of, you know, 10 or so weeks where, you know, the things were amazing in Big Brother 20. But it's, you know, Big Brother 14 had a great ride for a while. And then basically after the funeral, it was, you know, okay, now the season's too long. let's wait for Dan to get to the end here. And then there were a couple of like crazy moments, right? Where like Dan betrays Shane and all of this stuff. And like that's kind of like what we got last night with Brett going home in the way that he did. And at some point, we're going to have to see Tyler choose between Casey and Angela. And that's going to be pretty crazy to watch, I think. That's going to be one of those moments as well. I'm really getting a BB14 vibe out of this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely like looking like a, you know, not to compare their games or not to say that they're both the same, but like Tyler is the Dan, and then anybody else sitting next to him at this point could be the Ian, probably with the, except for the likes of Sam, because Sam really hasn't done a lot. And maybe JC either, but it's really shaping up to be like, is it going to be the person that's been running the season the whole way through, or is it going to be the person that hasn't done as much but still has a respectable game under their belt? And like, what does the jury decide is more worthy? So I mean, yeah, it's as frustrating as I was last night. I'm still optimistic about the future gameplay that we're going to get.
Yeah, and you know, definitely not making a Tyler Dan comparison. Like, if this was Big Brother 14, Haley would have been on a winning streak here, and right. Brett would have also been on a winning streak, and Tyler wouldn't have been able to get either of them out until like Final Four.
Right.
bad luck on Dan's part that Tyler does not have to deal with. But. We did get, before the double eviction, Angela reassuring Haley even more. You're going to stay. Don't worry.
Why? Just tell her. Like, at this point, like, she's leaving. you really can't do much. Like, okay, if you didn't want it till the last night because you didn't want her going around the house and, you know, just telling everybody that you were the one that told her, like, sure, fine, I get that. But y'all could have at least, like, before the live show, just be like, hey, like, look, like, you don't have the votes. We have to send you out of here. Also, everybody in the jury is your friend. We're just very afraid that you might beat all of us in the jury vote. Just, I don't know. It was unnecessary to me. It was just like, you guys have been blindsiding everybody for so long that that's all you know how to do. It's like they equate eviction with blindside. It's like it has, whoever goes has to be blindsided. It's like, that's not the case. It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, it, to the point, Haley's asking, like, am I going to be the pawn in the double eviction? And Angela's like, I don't know. It's pretty great. And we're going to see this during the double eviction, too, where, like, it's literally, I mean, I guess, like, what do you do? But, you know, Brett comes up to Angela, like, so we're good? We're keeping it the same? She's like, yeah, easy. Nope. Not easy.
Especially like when she kind of gives you the avenue to tell her, like she was telling people, she told Tyler, I feel like really different about this week because no one has been reassuring me. I just like, it's a, you feel it. Like we've seen it with many a BB player where they, when they are on the block or they're about to go on the block and get back door, they feel it. Like Devon felt it. Haley felt it. It's just, it's a feeling that you get because people start acting weird. They start treating you differently. They don't talk to you as much. They don't look you in the eyes. Like, just tell her. It makes it that much easier for her. It makes it that much easier for you. And sure, it like ruins the blind side. But in the season of all seasons for us to like have a ruined blind side, I really think that the audience would have been okay. You know, like we've gotten our fair share of blind sides this season. I really don't think that Haley getting blindsided was something that we were all sharpening our knives for. I think that we were okay without it.
Yeah, I mean overall I'll take Casey and Angela over a James any day in terms of that, but I agree. I talked to you yesterday about like just put Haley with Haley, at least put Haley out of her misery. She was this is her third week in a row. We are going to see Haley evicted by a vote of 4-0 during the double eviction. You could even see on her face, you know, the moment is she, Julie says 4-0, and that's what Haley is expecting to stay 4-0. So you see like her face go into like cringe mode, like, okay, 4-0. Hopefully I'm good. And then Julie says Haley, and she's like, oh, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, like she didn't go out there and say that she expected that to happen or that she didn't expect it to happen because nobody does. But yeah, I don't know. I felt this was like the first eviction out of a season of brutal ass evictions. This was the first one, but I was like, oh damn, like I really, really feel bad. And a portion of that is because like, yeah, okay, you've seen Haley a lot more. You've seen her progress through the game. So you kind of grow a sense of attachment to this person because you've been watching them for a longer period of time. But a piece of it is also like, yeah, like as successful as level 6 has been and as great as it's been to watch them sort of dominate the game, you still like the last little piece of hope for a mix up, for a change, for a, you know, for any like last little bit of life in the game that kind of gets snuffed out when she leaves. Now it's just, you know, whatever Tyler, Casey, and Angela want is probably going to happen from here on out. So, you know, it's disappointing. But at the same time, it's like, Haley, you really, and I'm glad that she was self-aware in her exit interview with Julie. Like, she's like, I probably should not have said anything about being the hacker. That's where it all went downhill. It's like, okay, well, self-aware queen, at least you can call yourself on your mistakes. Because that is exactly where you effed up.
Well, I mean, I think the bigger mess up is letting Scotty get evicted. But she doesn't. I don't think she knows that quite as acutely yet. I think she will. Once she gets to the jury house and they're like, no, level 6 is a thing. She's going to be like, oh, so we shouldn't have evicted Scotty, huh?
I'm still very surprised that she hasn't been able to really piece that together. I mean, she saw them celebrating. She had her suspicions. She talked about it. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the Big Brother house makes you paranoid in every other situation. Why shouldn't it make you paranoid about this situation? Like, why shouldn't you believe that? But
I guarantee you, when we see the jury segment and Brett tells them about level six, Haley's going to be, knew it. I knew it. All right. What'd you do with that knowledge, Haley?
Yeah. Like, what did you, like, okay. And yet you're here letting me talk about it with you. So, mess.
So we're then going to see an HOH competition where Tyler wins the HOH, and he's going to go through with his plan to put JC and Sam on the block in preparation for a Brett backdoor. Then we see the veto play out. Angela's going to win the veto. She removes JC from the block. That's what she calls one step ahead. Tyler replaces him with Brett. That's what he calls two steps ahead. Brett is evicted 3-0. And there it is. Brett gone from our TV, but not from our hearts.
I'm very personally upset about this because I did a draft with a few friends and I chose Tyler, Haley, Brett, and Rachel. I've since gotten over Rachel because that was, you know, it's been a while, but I lost two of my draft picks in one night. So, like, on a personal level, I'm distraught. Outside of that, I'm still upset because I really wanted him to win this HOH.
Yeah.
I really wanted it. I wanted one last, especially if Tyler would have had to choose between Casey and Angela. Like, come on. But a piece of me, but you know what? Like, a piece of me, like because JC was so emotional about getting on the block last night, like, he was so shook. Like, you could tell that he was just, he didn't know how to handle himself. He was like, the block? What is this? A piece of me wonders, like, if Tyler would be able to get in his head at that point one last time. Like, would Brett have really taken the initiative first to take him off, second to then be like, we have to do this? I don't know if Tyler would have been able to, like, really just dive in real quick and be like, we, like, control. Like, I mean, at that point, Tyler would have had no choice, but, like, at least control who out of Angela would have gone home. It makes me wonder a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I mean, who knows? Who knows what would have happened ultimately? We can pine for what could have been. Our first love of what we wanted to happen.
I really thought that BB20 would have been the season to deliver that, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's been such a good season, and I was like, I kept thinking to myself, like, double eviction. Come on, like, I don't know why you're sitting here expecting good things to happen on double eviction, but I'm like, oh, but it's BB20, and it's been so kind to us so far. Like, it can't give us a boring one, and I'm, it can't. It surely can.
Yeah, I feel like it's production. I feel like they angered the Big Brother gods. We were getting such great luck with competition outcomes for so long, and then we got the hacker thing, and it was like, hey, now, production, calm down. Don't be doing these twists. The hacker thing was like, oh, this is not playing out exactly how we want, but it's still fine. We're still going to get some crazy weeks. We're going to get Fessy nominating Scotty. Everything's fine. Don't worry. And then we get the battle, and then the Big Brother gods are like, nope, you're done. No more good comp outcomes for you.
Yeah.
You've meddled with the wrath of nature.
It's never, like, these twists are never good unless the people that we want them to win them. And it's never, most of the time, it's never worth that risk, because a lot of the times we see that it doesn't pan out in the way that we want it to. And then the season sort of just continues to progress in that downward spiral. So, I don't know. I think Rockstar had it right when she said whoever she felt most betrayed by was the person who came up with that hacker twist. So
yes,
there it is.
But you know, it's fine. It's it's basically for me, like, this season was on track to be like 10 out of 10, one of the best seasons of all time. I think it's probably now going to be like 9 out of 10, still one of the best seasons, but
it's like starting off with an A and then it just kind of gets chipped off a bit as time goes on. But it's still, in my opinion, like, okay, sure, like, we had a two boring ass weeks, that's fine, but like, in the grand scheme of things, when we look back on the season after it's over, we are still going to fondly remember all of the crazy shit that happened. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, this season has given us so much. And I don't want to, like, I really don't get bogged down by, like, the, because I like, the Big Brother fan base as a whole, I think we are prone to complain. Yes. And so I want to, like, this has been an amazing season, and Big Brother is a great show. And, you know, I think we are all going to be very happy with the season. Looking back on it, I think we're all going to look very fondly on the Blindsides and the just the craziness that has gone down. And I honestly think we're even going to enjoy this this end game, especially with some of the I mean, I know this Brett stuff, it's raw. We feel hurt. We've lost Brett, but looking back, I think we're going to be like, man, was that crazy? Man, was that great? Our hearts are broken right now, but time heals all wounds. And someday we're going to find a new love, and we're going to look fondly back at that Big Brother 20. Is, man, what a great time that was.
Ditto. I think that all it'll take is just a little bit of time. A little bit of perspective, you know, once the season ends and then we get another season, and heaven forbid that season is like dull as hell, we're gonna be like, oh my god, like BB20 was so much better than this. So like the Big Brother fandom, like we are a volatile people, we are a we are a emotional people, but I think at the end of the day we can still recognize that what's good is good and what sucks sucks, and I don't think that BB20 is gonna fall in that sucked category. So
yeah, I agree. So Brett is evicted. Then we are going to get to our HOH competition. Happened very quickly. The feeds came back on pretty fast afterward. And I was on Twitch, but nothing too crazy happened last night. We saw Angela as the new winner of the HOH. I think JC might have come in second, but they also talked about Sam doing well. So again, coming close to some more interesting outcomes for competitions, but ultimately it's just Tyler, Angela, and Casey combined have won, I think, something like the last 15 of 18 competitions. So it's crazy. Like, whoa, man, that's hard to overcome there.
They are quite the trio. It's really impressive. What is it? Tyler and Angela have both won 3 HOHs. Casey won 1 HOH. But what was it? 3 vetoes in a row? So it's like, yeah, they're really just passing off the baton at this point. And as frustrating as that is, and as boring as that can be, I'm like, that's kind of what I would want to do if I were in the house. Like, if, you know, if you're on Big Brother, you want to kind of, at least in Casey's position, most, like, I would want to play dead. Be furniture, and then at the end of the game, just pull out the wins when you need to. So, yeah, it's predictable as hell, but it's securing them their spots in the final.
Yeah, I mean,
all the more interesting for us.
The last time somebody other than Angela, Tyler, or Casey won a competition was when Fessy won the HOH and Brett won the veto, and they sent Scotty home. It's the last time anyone other than those three won a competition.
That's an embarrassing statistic for them. But, yeah, they're the three powerhouses this season. They're really good. You know, good for them. Kudos.
So Angela has won. She is going to finally let JC in on her pole vaulting secret. She's like, why did you hide that?
I'm like, it's like, is production the ones that are like telling them to harbor stuff like this? Because it's like, I don't understand why. That's, who cares? You're good at jumping over tall obstacles. Like, who cares? Like, that's not going to help you in the game of Big Brother. Like, athleticism to a certain degree, okay, sure, yeah, like it might help you in comps, but in the overall scheme of Big Brother, like, nobody is going to care. I'd even wager to bet that no one really would have cared about Steve being an undercover cop. Like, it doesn't matter. Like once you get in the house and you're just spending time with these people, all of that stuff, like all the outside stuff melts away. And it's just about the game. So like, okay, Angela, if that was your big reveal, it's sort of like, it just reminds me of Bronte saying that she's a mathematician. She wants to rid the world of ignorance with prime numbers. I'm just like, okay, girl. Yay.
Yeah. It's silly stuff here. It's pole vaulting secret. But thinking about it, the competition wins again. We went into Big Brother Canada 6, the final five, I think, with I think three of those people never having won a single competition. And then Paris surprised us and won two of the last three competitions and ended up taking the win. So I wouldn't necessarily count JC or Sam completely out of a competition yet, especially given how close some of these have been. These competitions tend to get a little more crapshooty as we go down to the line. Mm-hmm. So obviously, given the statistic, I think it's like 17-1-0 at the moment. I think that's the stats here for Tyler, Angela, and Casey versus JC and Sam. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything in Big Brother, which is what makes Big Brother so interesting. I do feel like maybe another thing that could have helped this season actually is a little bit more of these crapshoot competitions. That might have been thrown a little bit of a wrench into all of this nonsense.
Yeah, I agree. Because, it makes it just a little bit more predictable when you give them the competitions that people are more likely to succeed in. I'm wondering if JC is... Because I'm not the best Big Brother historian, but I'm wondering if JC will end up being the highest placing house guest, winning absolutely nothing. Like, I know that Victoria made it all the way to season to position three, but she still kind of won things along the way. She won a veto, she won Battle of the Block. Whether or not you consider that a win, because you were already on the block at that point, but. I'm wondering, like, is JC going to be like the most successfully placing house guest without winning anything at all?
It's possible, especially in terms of raw weeks. Obviously, Dr. Will won season two, but he won a luxury competition.
And at that point, the game was still a little different. Exactly. There were less people.
There weren't any veto competitions, so there was a lot less opportunity to win. And then in season seven, he didn't win anything, but he went out at final four. So if JC makes it to final three,
at least he'll have that for himself. At least he'll be able to say that. I don't even think that he would even know that, because I don't get the inclination that he's the biggest fan of the show, but there's one thing to walk away with for him, at least it's that.
It would be pretty crazy if he made it to final three having never won anything, makes it the furthest anyone really has, and then wins the final three HOH and then wins the game.
Yo, listen, Taryn, if that happens,
I think it's possible. I went over all the jury vote scenarios last night on Twitch, and I actually think JC has a shot to win even against Tyler. I do. I think it's possible.
I don't know about against Tyler. Maybe.
I think Tyler's his biggest competition. But I feel, because I don't know, thinking about, I feel
it's
like
not insurmountable.
I feel like JC could very easily have Rockstar's vote, because that's kind of Rockstar's deal. I think that if Fessy feels good enough about JC, which he still might, and Haley does, I think Haley could. I think Haley, Fessy, and Scotty might all vote together, and I think they could be a vote for JC over people like Casey, Angela, or even Tyler. And that right there is four votes. All he needs is one more. And, if Tyler betrays Casey to take JC to the end, or if either Casey or Angela are pissed off enough, and I could see Casey being really pissed if she gets betrayed, because she's so about loyalty. I don't know. I think it's possible.
Okay. It all depends on who is the final three. Like, if the final three Casey, JC, and Tyler, or is it Angela with Tyler and JC. Like, if JC wins the HOH, isn't he? Because the final HOH is the person that sends that last person home.
Yeah,
right?
but I also forgot about Brett. I think Brett could easily be a vote for JC over, especially over Tyler. Angela and Casey, but also possibly over Tyler. I could see, like, because if basically, I think JC could get Rockstar, Haley, Scotty, Fessy, and Brett. I think those are five votes that I could easily see going to JC. I don't necessarily think they will, but mm-hmm. I think they're five votes that he could get against anybody else sitting there next to him.
Okay. I mean, I was under the impression before this conversation that JC probably doesn't win unless he's sitting next to anybody, he doesn't win sitting next to anybody, but Angela, but I mean, it's an interesting case. Maybe
like, basically I feel like if Casey is able to beat Tyler in the end, that means that I think JC can also beat Tyler. And I think that that also means that JC can beat Casey. And I think basically if that jury is bitter against level six enough that they don't want Tyler to win or they don't want level six to win, then I think that he easily has at least those votes. And if instead they're like, we're pro Tyler, then I think Tyler beats Casey and I think Tyler beats anybody essentially. But if they are in this sort of bitter state, then, you know, I think JC has a shot. And I actually don't think Sam does. Thinking about it, I find it hard to get Sam five votes regardless of how bitter the jury is. I don't think Sam can win. I was thinking about it. You can maybe say Bailey will. You could say Rockstar will. But Haley is not going to vote for Sam. I don't think Haley is ever going to vote for Sam. And if Haley doesn't vote for Sam, Fessy doesn't vote for Sam. And if Haley and Fessy both don't vote for Sam, I don't think it's likely that Scotty does either. Granted, Scotty could go his own way. I don't know. Who knows? But then I have a hard time believing Brett votes for Sam. Maybe JC would. But I don't think Casey or Angela would. Maybe Casey's super bitter again if she gets betrayed, but Angela definitely wouldn't. So I think Sam might have four votes, maybe five, but I think it's a lot less likely than anyone else. And I don't particularly think it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely in last place as to who's likely to win the game. It's interesting in that I think that a lot of these combinations, the final two, are 5-4 votes. So that to me is the most exciting thing, because I think that for the most part, no matter who is sitting in the final two, it's going to be a close vote. It's really going to come down to how the jury feels on that Wednesday night. So like, if you catch them on a good day, then you get a good outcome. If you catch them on a bad day, then it's, you know, you kiss $500,000 goodbye. So I'm really excited. As far as JC, I really thought that maybe, I don't know, for me, it's like, if Bailey, always kind of felt like whatever Bailey decides to do, Haley will decide to do. I might be wrong in thinking that, but I honestly feel like if, I don't know.
I think Haley, it will be a little more separate from,
She's had more time in the house and she has a little bit more perspective. So there's that.
I think there's a chance that Rockstar goes along with what, I think there's a good chance that Rockstar does what Bailey does. I could see Rockstar being the flip vote, like that she doesn't vote for JC because Bailey doesn't want her to. I could see that happening. They could still all vote as a group collectively, that like what Scotty was saying. And if that happens, then I it's impossible to predict, because then we're basically like, all right, so who wants what, and then who is more persuasive when they're debating about who they're going to decide to do. And that's a complete crapshoot. If they vote as a group, then I have no idea. I don't think there's any way to predict what they'll do.
We just need more jury segments. That's what it comes down to. Like, I want to see how they feel. Like, I want to see them reacting to the people walking in jury, and I want to see where their heads are at, because it's so unpredictable. Because, you know, the jury can either be emotional or they can be not emotional. So I don't know. I'm really interested to see how they actually decide to, how it pans out. Come on, Vegas. Give us those photos. Give us that tea. How about that?
Yeah, I'm sure we're gonna have a lot of fun on Tuesday night on the roundtable. With, you know, we're gonna have a lot more information, a lot more predictions from the audience about how they think the jury will vote, and we'll start going over all the scenarios. Of course, the updates, once we get down to the final three, we'll go over the final three's games. So we've got a lot of analysis to do in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be looking back on the season, and I think we'll have a lot of fun doing all that stuff because it's been such a fun season. But let's get back to the feeds. Angela, Casey, and Tyler are talking, and they talk about, like, apparently Brett was trying to turn Sam against Angela, and I think this is what Sam was talking about during the double eviction when she says, "I'm sorry that I doubted you, Angela." Tyler's going to talk with Angela about, like, yeah, Sam was trashing you and the double eviction. She was trying to get you on the block, and Sam, like, admitted it to Angela and blamed Brett for it. Don't know what happened there.
It's just like, when in doubt, just blame Brett. Like,
basically.
Just send his ass out of there so he can't defend himself, and then just put it all on him.
All these people are getting noogies when they get out of the house.
I'm like, but you know what? I'm happy that we saw Sam last night kind of put her foot down a little bit, tell him, be like, you're going to put me up, really? Like, put up Angela. Like, why wouldn't you put up Angela? And it's because she doesn't know the full extent of Angela and Tyler's relationship. But I was at least happy to see that she was, like, there was still a bit of, like, autonomy with her game in that moment. And it wasn't just, like, whatever you want, Tyler. Like, ultimately, that's what ended up what happened. But that's what happened. But I was still happy to see her kind of put her foot down. And this whole tell them that it was Brett thing, like, I don't know. It's just, at this point, I don't know what's the point in lying at all. This final four or final five of you, just be transparent about what you want to do, you know, because I think it's pretty much that simple what needs to happen next for everybody that's still in that house. Like, you know who you need to go after. You know how you get to the final two. Everybody else does. Just play. May the best man win. Be honest about it.
JC,
then we wouldn't be talking about it on the feeds afterwards, so I guess.
Yeah, JC is going to confront Tyler about everything that went down. What did you do, Tyler? What have you done? You've ruined us. You've ruined everything.
The fact that he's like,
not how it was supposed to go.
He's like, just, you just need to keep your mouth shut. You need to keep your mouth shut, and you need to win this veto. You need to make sure that we don't go home. I'm like, JC, like, this has been going on all season long. This is the end of the road for you. Like, come on.
I think he's recognizing. He's like, you screwed us. You screwed me. This is good for you. It was not good for me. And Tyler's like, no, trust me. It'll be good for you. And he's like, no, it's not.
Oh, Tyler. Oh, my God. He's just, I don't know why he just can't cop to it. Just I don't know, but it's gonna be really fun to see all of this on the edited episodes in the future when JC is sitting there being like, hey, like we just have to win the veto, right? Like, it's like, now we're in this really effed up position because of you, so just win the veto and we're gonna get a DR. Tyler being like, JC, like, man, like, that's it. Like, you're out next. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go up on the block now. I wouldn't have been up on the block if you hadn't done this move. And Tyler's like, no, you would have been up on the block. Because basically, Tyler's tactic here is, listen, I know you thought you had Brett, but you didn't. Brett was coming to me and telling me everything that you were saying and blaming it all on you. He was, he was ratting you out. He was never actually going to go along with what you guys were saying. He told me everything. And, Tyler has the receipts to back that up. He has all of the stuff that Brett did actually tell him. Of course, Brett actually was going to go through with it, but JC doesn't necessarily know that. So Tyler's able to be like, no, Brett was coming for you. And that's why I did this, because it wasn't any good. JC's still not on board with this move. He still says this is dumb. I wouldn't have been up. I would have won that HOH if Brett was here. I wouldn't be going on the block if Brett was here. And Tyler's, no, you would have been. He's like, no. So JC says, you got to win this veto and take me down so we can send Casey home, because we need to break these two women up. And Tyler's like, don't worry, I got this covered. Don't worry, man.
A piece of me is still like hoping that maybe JC, I mean, I know that JC is pretty much dead on the water at this point, but I'm hoping that maybe JC can at least continue to hammer down that point. Like, we need to break Angela and Casey up. We need to break them up. It's not good for our game. I'm hoping that Tyler will eventually receive that information and be like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to do this because JC said to do it, because JC's out of here. But for me, I understand. Like, can I really beat Casey in the final two? Can I really beat Angela in the final two? Like, think about that. Like, what is your best course of action? What do you do? And I'm hoping that we get a little bit of that from Tyler, but I don't. The way it's looking now,
we need to hear from Tyler about what is he thinking. I just want to know. I've wanted to know for weeks. Do you want to take Angela to the end, or do you want to take Casey to the end? I want to know.
Yeah, he doesn't talk.
I want to know.
He doesn't talk to the cams. We don't see his goodbye messages because they're probably cookie cutter and boring. We really don't know what he's trying to do. And it's, I mean, it gives us an element of unpredictability, but at the same time, it's like, I want to ultimately be able to blame your shortcomings on whatever it is that you do. But if I don't know what you're thinking, then I can't like gauge how screwed up your game is.
Yeah.
Or how not screwed up your game is.
So Tyler is eventually going to play jealous. He's going to try and play this card with Tyler, with JC, which I think is actually the most effective tactic here. He's going to tell JC, well, look, that's what happens to side hoes. JC's like, you were jealous of Brett. That's what happened. And Tyler's like, yeah, of course I was jealous. You were just going and talking to Brett all the time. Which is a great mirror of JC wanting Angela out because he's jealous of Angela. Right. So I think this is the motivation that JC understands more than anything. Because JC gets to be like, oh, I'm just so great that Tyler's jealous of me being with other people.
Yeah, these hoes ain't loyal is what it comes down to. Yeah, I mean, I agree. That's probably you need to know your audience. And in that moment, Tyler knew how to get to him. And I think that really, in a sick and twisted way, that kind of assuaged, how you pronounce that word? Assuaged JC's any guilt that he had about trying to get him out or this, that, and the third. He really, that was effective.
So they're then going to play two truths and a lie with JC, where they're going to give him some information here. And I think they're going to keep doing this after Sam leaves. I think they're going to maybe do this again, but with some level six information sprinkled in potentially. They tell him, Tyler says, I was the flip vote, the rogue vote with the Caitlin eviction. JC obviously knows this to be a lie because he was the flip vote. Angela says that she had the second power app. And Casey says that she was the hacker. And they say there are two truths and one lie here. Obviously, they were lying. There were two lies and one truth there. JC smartly says, I think Tyler's telling the truth about being the vote, because that's the one that he actually did. But then he says that he thinks that Angela is the liar with the having the second power. And so they're like, oh, how'd you know Angela was lying? Did you have the second power? He's like, no, it wasn't me. But then they tell him that it was actually two lies and one truth. And he's like, hey, Casey was really the hacker. They're leaking some information out. They're having some fun.
Yeah. I mean, they just can't help themselves. Blindsiding a bitch, even in a game of two lies and the truth, like, But I mean, at least they are. I mean, I think at this point in the game, it's easiest to let people in on the secret because, you know, only so many of you left. And, you know, there really isn't anything else to talk about since you kind of all know what you need to do for your game in the future. So there really isn't anything left to do other than to fill other people in. Excuse me. Sore throat today. But I just wish that they would do the same for the people that they already sent out, especially after the battle back. You don't have to worry about people coming back. But yeah, at least
I
JC.
I don't know. Brett told us things. What are you going to do?
So stupid. So stupid.
Yeah. So we're also going to get Angela talking to Tyler. And Angela says that in her goodbye message to Brett, that they are in fact leaving goodbye messages to Brett. She says she played the victim and said she felt betrayed by Brett, and when she heard that he was turning on them, she felt betrayed, and that's why she turned. I don't know. What do you think in terms of like, is this the best tactic to take with Brett? Because I feel like this. I feel like the one thing Angela might have had if she was in the end against Tyler is that they might still think that she has got Tyler by the balls, right? Like they think that Tyler does anything for Angela. But the more Angela plays the victim and like, oh, when I heard this, it makes Tyler seem in charge. And I feel like the one thing, like, they like Tyler more personally. Tyler's been nicer to them. But the one thing is that, oh, well, Angela's been playing the game harder. Angela's been in control of Tyler. So if she gives that up, then she's got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but I just don't think that Angela knows to the extent of which, you know, like, she doesn't. I mean, I think she's heard it. She's heard people say, oh, yeah, Tyler just follows you around. He just does whatever you want him to do. But I don't think that she just kind of heard that and went in one ear and out the other. This is like not true, first of all. And second of all, she likes Tyler. Third of all, it's just like, whatever, like they're leaving. So I really don't care what they have to say. So I don't think that she really just knows the extent of like how much of a chess piece that actually is for her.
I don't think she knows. I don't think anybody's ever talked to her about the fact that they think that she controls Tyler. I don't think she knows that that's a perception in the house at all.
Oh, I thought that Tyler told her that. I thought that someone.
I mean, Tyler talks to her about it, but like I feel like it's a thing that they laugh about, that they like, right.
It's a passing statement. Yeah. So, I mean, it would definitely behoove her to talk up that narrative, because I mean, in the end, if you get to the final two with Tyler, like, it's going to be your word against his at that point. And they already have a preconception about you. So they're going to believe whatever you have to say. So it would definitely be in her best interest to do that. I just don't think she has the game knowledge to do it.
Yeah.
So
I sometimes wonder just like, what is in the heads of people like Casey and Angela? Like what do they think? Like, because they both plan on getting to the end with Tyler. Like, why do they think they're going to beat Tyler, I guess, is my question. Like what is in their heads that they're like, yeah, like if I'm Angela and I know that the jury hates me, like, does she just plan on losing to Tyler, or does she think, like, does she have something up her sleeve? Like what is her plan here?
In terms of Casey, I honestly think that Casey thinks that she can beat him.
Yeah, Casey in particular, I think, is just like, I don't think she's even thinking about, I think she's just thinking coast to coast, loyal. Of course, I'm going to go to the end with Tyler. It doesn't even, like, she's not even thinking, like, who would win. It's a success to get there with her. And she feels like if she does that and she plays her game, then she is who she is and she might win because of that, which is potentially true. But Angela, I feel like, is a little more intentional, and I just don't get it.
I think that it is, you kind of can just chalk it up to any other showmates, in my opinion.
I guess so, yeah.
That when you fall in love with somebody, and like it just is what it is at that point. Like, you are willing to do whatever that person wants to do. You're willing to do anything for that person in this game, because that's all you have right now is this game. Mm-hmm. And making it, it's similar to what you just said about Casey. Making it to the end with Tyler is that's the best thing for me, because I can't see myself voting this person out. This person probably won't vote me out. So let's just ride it out to the end. And then whatever happens, happens. I think that the $500,000 has become a smaller goal for Angela right now. The main goal right now is to be there with Tyler. And I mean, that's the social experimentation of Big Brother. That's where it is right there. Like, we're not all going to be people that are in it to win it, total strategists and making it to the end and winning that 5K with a perfect game. Some of us fall short of that because we are emotional people.
Yeah. All right. So I think that's, of course, the one thing we really need to talk about. They do confirm Casey will join Angela and Tyler. And Sam is the target this week. She has been doing too well in competitions. They feel like it's easier to beat JC in competitions than Sam. So Sam is the person that they plan on sending home this week. Sam and JC will be the nominations. And then if they don't win the veto, it will stay that way. They have not talked about who would go up as the replacement if somebody wins the veto. I would imagine it would be Casey. But ultimately, won't matter because they will just send the other one home. But as of right now, the plan is sending Sam home. So she is the one that will be leaving Tuesday night, assuming that she does not win the veto.
So Level 6 has done very well for themselves, I must say. For them to get to the final four and probably get to the final three, like that is a solid-ass alliance. It's a boring-ass alliance, but it's a solid one nonetheless. So kudos to them. And it'll also, personally speaking, it'll be very interesting for me because if in the event that Sam leaves, I'm in a draft with three other people, and that means that we will all have one person left. Like Sam or Angela's on somebody's team, Casey's on somebody's team, Tyler's on my team, JC's on somebody else's team. Like that'll be a very interesting. So I'm excited for that. I hope Sam does leave for that because that'll make a very exciting finale, and we get to lose two people this week or next week. So someone goes out on Wednesday, somebody loses on Thursday, so that'll be cool. I'm interested to see how this pans out.
Yeah, the Roundtable Stock Watch had a big crash last night. Brent and Melissa lost a bunch of Brett shares because they didn't sell.
Damn,
I sold my Brett shares. I knew this was coming. I prepared for the worst, and they just lost a bundle of money.
How is the draft going? I can't remember who's on whose
team. We don't need to talk about the draft. Let's talk about the stock watch where I'm winning.
All right. Well, I guess I'll be looking that up to see just how bad it is for you later on.
I lost the draft like 2 months ago.
Damn, Taryn, damn.
Because I've been down to Haley and Sam for a long time. And, you know.
Who am I supposed to model my draft picks off of now? If you're fucking out here. You're losing.
Look, I talked about this last night on Twitch. I blame Vegas. I blame Vegas for this because I was thinking about picking Tyler, and then Vegas spoiled that Tyler won the first HOH, and I was like, maybe that's a little too hard, too fast. Maybe I should go with Winston, and then I went with Winston.
There we go.
To be real, I probably would have picked Winston anyway, just because of the look of Tyler. But I was close. I was between the two of them.
No, Winston was a favorite.
He was so charming.
Everybody. He was so good. I don't know where that went. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Maybe we can chalk it up to Aika just being a good interviewer. Maybe she just pulls the best out of people. I don't know, but that was that ship turned. Like, damn. What a mess.
Yeah. I think Rob has got the draft here. So, because he's got Tyler. He was able to take Tyler.
Okay, Rob. All right. I mean, okay.
I just got a tweet. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure the context. I'm assuming this is Brett's ex interview, and he's saying that he thinks Sam has played the best game in the house.
Are you? See, like I was afraid of something like this. I was like, he's taking this eviction too well. Too well. There has got to be something after. Like, this is not the end of Brett's narrative. Like, Brett doesn't be loyal to level six, get betrayed by level six, be okay with being betrayed by level six, and then that's it for him. There's got to be something else to this. And the fact that, like, I really hope that that's not true. I need to see.
Okay, so the full quote right here is, Tyler made the strong move in terms of competitions, but he has a lot of blood on his hands, especially burning a final two. There is still JC and Sam who have no blood on their hands. I'd say Sam because she has still remained in the house after all of this time and she hasn't burned anyone. I think she's been throwing competitions ever since her HOH to appear less of a threat. So it sounds to me like he's saying, like, I'd have to give it to Tyler, but because JC and Sam are still in the house, like, he's not even considering Casey and Angela. He's saying it's Tyler or JC and Sam, and I'd go with JC and Sam before Tyler, Sam before JC, because I feel like Sam might have been throwing competitions and such. So once Sam comes out, he'll be like, okay, JC. And once JC comes out, it seems like he's implying that that he would pick Tyler, but really overestimating Sam here.
I mean, okay, I guess, like, if that's how you feel.
I'm so glad I got this to get Amon's live reaction. That was a great reaction.
I don't know what to say. If this comes down to, you know, I'm not even going to put that into the universe. I'm really not going to do that. I'm not about to sit here and speculate.
Sam's leaving this week. We don't need to worry about Sam winning. As long as she doesn't win the veto, we're good.
And then we'll get a jury segment with her coming into the house, and we'll be like, oh no,
we're all pulling for you.
This is why the end of the game can be very fun. Like, I don't know what, I know that people are, like, really upset about, you know, the level sixness of it all, but, like, this is good stuff right here. This is Big Brother, and I'm really excited to see how this pans out. Like,
yeah,
this is gonna be good.
Ishara in the chat says, right now I look like JC did last night.
Yo, he was shook. He was shook on that block. He did not know what to do with himself. That was the first time he'd ever been on the block. And yeah,
that was good. It was good. First time, first time for everything, JC. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else that we should talk about before we wrap up, Iman?
No, I'm good. I mean, I was shook about what Julie did in signing off last night.
Mm.
But I'm hoping that was not a peace out, CBS. It kind of seems like it was. I hope not.
It did seem like it was. We did get some information from Vegas saying that production did not. She did not tell them that they were gonna, that she was gonna say that, but they were not, like, mad. Maybe that wasn't her intention, but who knows? It seems like she's still here to stay for now.
I hope so. I mean, in her original statement, she did say, "Hey, I'm just going to be spending some time with my family. I will be back," in reference to the talk. And then she said, "I will see you on Thursday night for Big Brother." So if I'm taking her at her word, it looks like she's going to still be here because of the talk just started their new season. So it's not like an end of the season type deal where she'll finish it out over there. So I'm hoping that she doesn't leave, because I mean, I don't know. A lot of people are kind of indifferent about Julie Chen, and they don't really mind if she leaves, like, because, you know, she's not the most charismatic host and she's, you know, robotic or whatever the hell. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I think that's, like, part of her charm, and she's been doing it for, like, 18 years, 20 seasons. Like, I would just hate to see her leave after all of this. I don't know, but
yeah, lots of shakeups happening. Apparently, BB UK was just canceled. But I feel like maybe this has happened before, and it'll just go to a different channel. Maybe I don't know.
What was canceled?
BB UK.
Oh, really?
I feel like I just read that this morning. Hopefully, this isn't fake news.
I feel like that happened, like, 2 years ago too. Like, what is, like,
right?
What
I
is
think like on? it's been like shut down before, and they brought it to a different channel, and so it might be a case where that happens again.
What is wrong with that show? Why does it just keep getting canceled? It's like so stupid. I thought that it was, like, the based off of, I mean, I only the only reason that I really keep up with BB UK is because of BB Twitter. So maybe I'm just getting all of the fan and stan feedback from that show. But I felt like it was like so successful. So I'm like shocked that it's getting canceled at different networks. But whatever, I don't really watch it, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah. Yes, we're getting confirmation in the chat. It is. This is the last season, they said. But I do believe that this has happened before, and they just brought it to a different channel, so that it is possible that they will continue in some form or another. So yeah, lots of shakeups. We'll have to see what the future of Big Brother US is, and the hosts and all of that stuff. All right, I think that's all we got for you. Great update.
Yeah,
had some fun. Yeah,
lots of fun. We're heading into really interesting week. Sam is the one to go, then probably JC after that. And yeah, it'll be cool.
If you have to make your call now, let's say we get to Angela, Casey, Tyler, final three. Tyler wins final HOH. Who does he take to the final two?
See, I tweeted last night that in the way that they just treated Brett, Tangela just lost BB20, and then I got like a shit ton of replies saying like, he's gonna take Angela, shut up. And I was like, is he though? Because I don't remember him ever saying that. I think that if Tyler has not realized by now that taking Angela is the better bet for him, then it's too late. So I'm gonna say that he takes Casey.
All right, there we go. We will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. That's assuming, I'm not sure when the concert's going to happen, but I assume the feeds will be down for a while. If the concert happens today, then we might not have much to talk about tomorrow. But what are you going to do? We will, of course, be live tomorrow morning, regardless, at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on whatever happens on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. And then Sunday night, we will be live to talk about the Sunday night episode, where I think they're going to air the concert. Did they say the concert was going to happen on the Sunday episode?
Yes.
Okay, so it probably would be today, right? Because they're not going to film it Saturday right before, like the day before. So if the concert's on Sunday, I would assume it's going to be filmed today. So they're probably going to do nominations first, and then, or maybe they'll wait for nominations after.
Yeah, at least like let them enjoy the concert with the weight of being nominated. I'm excited for this because I'm a bit of a BB Rexha fan. It's like the first artist that they've invited to the BB house, and I'm like, oh, I know you. So
it's an appropriate name, BB BB Rexha.
That's true.
That's very true. So we might get the concert tonight, but we will be live Sunday night to recap everything that happens with the concert and with the nominations and all of that. And then of course Tuesday we'll talk roundtable, we'll update the stock watch and talk about jury votes. I'll gloat about the stock, you know, my stock victories. And then I'll be trash for my draft losses.
I love that that's the backup. I love that in the year that you are doing particularly bad in the draft, that you have, at least you have the stock.
What I said last night on Twitch is that basically what's happened is I've been draining my powers in other drafts. I'm using all of my my good draft knowledge on the stocks. That's why I'm not doing.
Just look at the chat. Brent is going off saying, you haven't won yet. I know that's right. You better talk that trash, Brent.
Yeah, this would not be a podcast if I didn't brag before I won. Look, this way, if I lose, it makes my loss all the sweeter for everyone in the audience and everyone else in the world. And if I win, it makes it all the sweeter when I then eventually lose. It's got to happen at some point.
It's a win-win.
Look, you be honest. How many people are like, haha, Taryn's losing the drafts?
I don't think I literally didn't even think about the draft until today. So I'd wager that not a lot. So it's a nice cover up. It's a nice cover up. I see the little thing that you got going on here.
Yeah, it's the backup. It's the backup that's become the primary. All right. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. It's been so much fun. Thank you. Thank you guys. I feel like it was an exciting double eviction, but it was tough emotionally. I feel like we're healing this morning. It's a healing podcast.
I'm a lot more forgiving of this double eviction than I am in seasons past. So yeah, I agree.
You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren and on Twitch, Taren Armstrong. Amon, where can people find you?
You can find me at Amon Adwin on Twitter, going off, being crazy.
Making videos. Yeah. All right. Thank you once again, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.